This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Nau mai, hari mai, ko Hannah Tokuingua, and you're listening to That's The Ticket. Today I'm pleased to be welcoming a couple of guests from what we call the Beyond section here on That's The Ticket. Jason and Mel from the Hamilton Lego Users Group. I started on that because I'm so used to calling you guys Hamlug, but I'm like, I got to say the full title at least once. But Jason and Mel are back on TTT to give me the tea, the inside scoop ahead of this year's Hamilton Brick Show, which is coming to a Claudelands Event Centre near you. Kia ora, guys. It's been literally probably almost a year to the day since we've hung out. So, yeah.
Like, thanks for having us back.
It's always good. You know, I really enjoy catching up with kind of old friends in such a public podcasty way. So thank you for making the time. And I feel like this is kind of coming up almost every week on That's The Ticket, is I always have the joy of talking to people when they're in the kind of throes of event week.
Exciting time.
I know. Crazy times. On each side of the desk here, I'm just having like, oh, cool, you guys have an event. That sounds fun. And you guys are like, what day is it? What time is it? Like, I have so much stuff to do, so much Lego to build. But thanks for making the time. And I guess I always like to start with kind of asking people, like, what is the event? Where is it? When is it? How is the event feeling today? So who's keen to tell me a little bit more about the Hamilton Brick Show?
All right. Well, I am. So we've got the Hamilton Brick Show coming up on the 8th and 9th of August, running from 9 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm.
And we've also got a sensory hour running from 8 to 9 on Sunday. And that's at Claudelands H3.
Yeah. And you're down in the exhibition halls. I mean, there's heaps of signage. I think, quote me on that, your parking's probably through gate 3. That's a good chance.
Sure.
But if you want to find out more, you can go to the Claudelands website, the H Live website. You can go to the Hamilton Lego Users Group social media website.
Hamlug.co.nz.
That's the one. Yeah. Or Ticketek for tickets if you're keen and you know you're coming.
Yes. And this is the thing, and I'm sure you guys are used to getting asked this constantly, but door sales are a thing for this event, right?
Definitely.
Yep. Yeah. And I think that's the thing with especially like exhibition style events. People are just like, oh, we're just going to pop down. Oh, this is in town. But, I mean, on That's The Ticket, we're very big on booking in advance. So, as Mel said, tickets are available now at ticketek.co.nz. So, if you're driving right now, pull your car over, turn that bad boy off, then get your phone out, then go, you know, because safety first. We're a drive show, so we got to, you know, put our listeners first.
Yeah, it does pay to get those tickets first because some mornings, especially on the Sunday morning, we can have queues out the door waiting to get in. So you can always jump online even when you get to the venue if you see that queue. Tickets through Ticketek and, cut all that queue.
I think that's such a great shout, eh? Because, like, you've decided to go door sale, but it's still a door sale if you're waiting in line booking your ticket and then you just get to jump out of that queue and just sail on past and it's like the best feeling in the world.
Yeah,
but I guess Hamilton Brick Show, it is a showcase of Lego creations.
Yeah.
And as someone who has attended this event more than once, it is out the gate. It is out the gate.
Thanks.
And I'm sure I probably asked you guys this last time, but, you know, it's been a year, so I feel like I can ask it again. But is this year bigger?
We'd like to think so.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of exhibitors.
Yep. I think our stats, there's a lot of exhibitors, but I think Ross has managed to squeeze even more tables in this year.
Okay, great.
So that means more displays. That hall is almost jam-packed. So, it's bigger and better than ever.
It's honestly, because I've been... Like, I guess by day I work at the venue where this event is taking place and I have seen the growth of this event and it's just so awesome that you guys just kind of keep getting bigger and keep happening. because it's just it's really weird trying to describe something that's very visual on radio. But like, this is a good shout if you like Lego. This is a good shout if you don't think you like Lego.
Mm. I find with Lego, there's something in it for everyone.
Yeah.
So although you might not have an affinity with Lego itself, if you like flowers, the botanical sets have come out and they're really hot to display at the moment. A lot of people bring them along and make some amazing floral designs that you just wouldn't think you could create out of Lego. If you're into Formula One, there's that's massive in Lego at the moment. Mm. So although you might not be into the bricks, to see your favourite race team's car in, you know, Lego form or at a show or in a lineup is just awesome. Like, I love Formula One as well, so I'm a bit biased there. But there seems to be something for everyone. And then, you know, the kids can get hands-on. We've got the brick pits going, scavenger hunt, and Guess the Bricks in a Jar are happening again this year.
Oh,
so
great.
Little competitions that to keep the kids running around a bit longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all happening.
And you get to exit through the gift shop, which...
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we've got Toy World there.
Toy World pop-up store.
I guess to all the parents listening, you're welcome and apologies.
No apologies.
But are either of you exhibiting this year?
Yes, I am, and so is Mel,
Okay.
Both of us.
Can I ask what you're exhibiting, or is it are we saving it for the show?
Oh, you can ask.
Yeah. But you're not going to tell me?
No, I'm exhibiting, and we've got a really big train collab with a lot of different sort of themes running through it, so I'm part of that.
That's great. Massive this year. The guys have gone all out. It's a big collaboration.
We've got about 26 tables on that, so it's pretty huge.
26?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
And how many people involved?
Ooh. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot, yeah.
Ask you for the stats on the spot, eh?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
There's it was open to our whole club this year, and so we've got about 50 active members.
Mm.
And I think that there's probably about 30 at least that have decided to take part in the train collab this year. So that's going to be amazing. And, yeah, I'm displaying something quite different. It's actually an interactive sort of game that you can play. I call them a ball maze. I don't know whether that would be their technical name. But,
yeah,
you've got to get the ball from A to B across some obstacles. And, yeah, it just means the kids can actually get hands-on and, you know, have a turn, as well as adults. They've got some challenging parts depending on how dexterous you are. Yeah.
Are you going to have a leaderboard?
I could do, actually. Yeah. That's a really good idea.
This is like the competitive adult coming out of me. I'd be like, can I win this?
Yeah.
It's four children, but can I win this?
No, well, that's the thing. It can be targeted, and that's what I say. There's something for everyone. You know, you might not, if you're into puzzles or solving, you know, I quite like 3D puzzles and stuff as well. That's the sort of target where this aims, you know, and so it's got a market there.
Okay. It's nice that you're getting creative, because I'm assuming this is something you invented, not something that you followed an instruction manual for?
Yeah, so it is my own creation, or a mock, as we call them. Lego released a gift with purchase ball maze a couple of years ago, and I actually got it thinking it was like the coolest idea. The execution was terrible. It wasn't fun. It was either too easy or too difficult to actually move the ball around the the idea. Like, it looked pretty, the idea was great, and so I was like, I can do better than that, and I did. So
we love to see it.
And
just circling back to Formula One, who's your team, just out of interest, because I also enjoy Formula One.
I follow McLaren. I love Norris.
A
great rivalry at home because my partner follows Verstappen. She actually collects all of the supercars. So she's got an office room full of all of that, all of those, you know, the big technic builds. So even though she's a non-Lego person, there's something for everyone.
Legit. You find a way. It's like a Lego loop.
Creeps in.
Loophole. It creeps in.
Yeah.
And so you guys are on for 2 days, as you mentioned, and there is the sensory hour on the Sunday. And so that's just kind of like, it's a bit more of a chill environment?
Yeah, so lower lights, quiet, nothing moving.
Great.
So way less people.
Yeah, really good for any of our sort of, I guess, neurodivergent or anyone with sort of special needs or that might need a little bit more space. Maybe, you know, the wheelchairs or crutches, the ticket sales are limited. So, yeah, the hall is not going to be packed at that hour as well. You're welcome to stay on later than the 9 a.m. but the doors will open to the general public then.
Yep.
So it may start to build up. Hopefully it builds up really quickly. those tickets are also available through Ticketek. There's a special session available for that Sunday morning.
And yeah, I would advise booking in advance for that one if it's something you really want. But it's great that you guys are doing this. And I know historically for the show you've had like a charitable partner. Are you doing that for this year's?
Yeah, we definitely are, yeah.
So we've got Brain Injury Waikato and Kids in Need Waikato this year. So we've picked another two charities. We couldn't settle with just one.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, Brain Injury Waikato is actually really close to home. One of our committee members has a husband that has some strong links there, has needed their support. So we're really stoked to have them on board and have them along. And I think Lego really helped. It has helped him, and it helps a lot of people in that area rehabilitate and get back on track. So I think there's a really strong affinity there.
Mm. Yeah, that's cool. And it's great because you guys pick different charities every year, right? Or have you had some returning?
Yeah, some have been for a couple of years, we try and mix it up and spread the love around a bit.
It's awesome. And if you're heading along, there's usually a presence by whatever charities you're supporting at the kind of event, and there's opportunities to be involved.
So hopefully they'll be running a raffle or something on the day, so you can always pop in and have a chat to them and support their raffle as well. Proceeds help to or go to those charities. So.
Yeah. Mm. Good on you guys. And I believe Hamilton City Libraries might be there as well. They've been historically.
They'll have some beanbags, some books, and some great people down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got a really strong relationship with them. So they bring a really cool interactive corner to the hall for the exhibition. So if the kids just want to chill out for a little bit. It's a really cool little spot they've got there.
And then you mentioned the brick pit. And so this is, I guess, if you're looking at all the Lego exhibitions and you want to get amongst it and make something, you can do that, which I think is such a good initiative, especially because it is a very multi-age event. And so for the young ones, it's like the older ones will actually be looking at the display and the young ones are like, look, I made a thing. And that'll be their highlight of the day.
Yeah, I think it just gives you another sort of breakout chance for the kids to, you know, if they're getting overstimulated, they can just go and actually express that creativity in a different way rather than maybe running around the hall. But it's also situated, or the brick pits will be situated right next to the cafe. So if mum and dad want to stop for a cuppa, have a sit down while the kids play. Perfect.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, job done. Yeah. Like, if I wasn't already sold, you've got me, team.
Awesome.
But I think I'll break for a song because I'm really proud of my ability to try and pick music that's on theme. And, you know, it's today's episode is about the Hamilton Brick Show, but it's also That's the Ticket with Hannah Mooney, so we have to bring it back to me somehow. But no, not one person asked me to pick something on theme, but I've gone with it's a bit of a classic banger, Starships, We Built This City, because you know you guys are building things. Yeah, thank you.
There'll be lots of cities.
Awesome.
There will be, and I appreciate like the pity laugh. It really it really helps, but enjoy this banger, and we will be right on back.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Say you don't know me. Recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight.
That was We Built This City, a Hannah pick by the band Starship. Bit of an 80s banger, so it's my jam. Whether or not it's my guest jam, I don't know, but I tried.
It was awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate the forced. We've gone from pity laugh to like forced compliments. That's the ticket's all about. No. I've got Jason and Mel from Hamlug here talking about the Hamilton Brick Show, which is coming to a Cleveland's Event Centre near you, 8th and 9th of August. More info on tickets at Ticketek. And I feel like we're covering a lot of ground, and I think that's just my kind of vibe as a podcast host, because I'm like, you know, we got stuff to get through, but especially with Lego, so much kind of comes up, and this kind of hammers home your point, Mel, is like, there really is something for everyone.
Mm, there really is. Yeah, it's so diverse, and I mean, it's been around for a while as well. So they've worked out how to fit every you know, niche in the market, and you know, the people, you know, when they got into adults, realized that the adults were right into Lego as well, and they've now rolled with that, and it's only officially they've done that in the last 5 or 10 years. And I think that ties in with things like the Formula One, which is now a massive partnership. But and then the flowers, I guess, you know, like that's not really aimed at the kids. It's sort of aimed at the mums. So, yeah.
Well, and I mean, the same could be said. Star Wars is massive with Lego. Yep. And obviously Star Wars as a franchise has been around for a while. And so I think that, in my opinion, it kind of splits down two avenues. Like, kids will do it, but there's just a lot of, like, Star Wars nerds who go real hard on that.
Oh, there is. Yep, there
definitely.
Is. We know a couple.
Actually what got me back into Lego as an adult.
Oh, okay, really?
So I saw an X-Wing 15 years or so ago now, and I was like, oh, I'm having that, you know.
I'm having that.
Yeah, that's going to happen. And it took a while to get the next Lego set as an adult. But then, I think it was like a year later. And then it sort of slippery slope from there. It sort of went all downhill or uphill.
Both sides of the hill, I think. Yeah, there's light and dark with the love of Lego, I think. And I guess Mel's kind of put me onto this. You kind of shared your Lego origin story. Mm. You saw an X-Wing and the rest was history.
Yep.
Jason, how long have you been Legoing?
Oh, like maybe 10 years.
Okay.
Maybe even longer, actually, yeah. I work as a mechanical engineer, and I have to fix a lot of issues on drawings and things that work their way into parts. So it was good. I was really doing a really complex project, and I had a foot injury at the time, so I just got home, and I was like, what can I do? And I was like, oh, I bought some Lego. And then I bought some more Lego, and it was just great because everything fitted together, and that's how I started. Mm. It was just nice. Everything clicked together, and, you know, following instructions, they actually worked straight away, unlike what I was doing at the time for work.
Mm.
And then it's taken a little while for me to actually build my own stuff.
Yeah.
And now I'm, you know, doing a little bit of creativity there, but it's taken me a while.
Mm.
But it's just really enjoying to come back and just put something together that works first time.
Cathartic.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's my chill.
Yeah. Mm. I kind of, I get that not from, because I'm not a very chill person, but my sister, Kia ora, Dr. Mooney, she enjoys Lego, she enjoys puzzles, and she enjoys crosswords.
Mm.
To the point where people will give her, like, from their free paper, they'll be like, oh, here's the crossword if you want to do it. But I think it's similar, that kind of chill. She wants to be doing something. She wants to use her brain, but differently.
Mm.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, here's the thing, and I'm sure I talked about this last year when I had you guys on the show, is when I've done some Lego as an adult, and I think I didn't expect it to be as challenging. Even though that's really, or I think, I don't know, I was kind of like, oh, you just follow the instructions. But it's like, I think it kind of clicked that I'm like, okay, you actually have to give this your full attention. You can't half cook this approach.
Oh, it depends what sort of set you get. I reckon some of the technic stuff is quite advanced.
And yeah, definitely.
If you miss a step, you're up the creek.
Yeah.
You know, like it's damn near impossible to undo it to get that one pin that you've missed back in.
Yeah, we actually have some guys come up to the show, come ask some questions and say, how do I do this? I've bought the set and I don't know how to finish it. It's not working.
Yeah.
So I got some guys that can help you out there if you need help with that. Yeah. Right down to the really easy Lego sets, you know.
Yeah, I think.
Where they're color-coded and you can barely get it wrong. The 5+.
Yeah.
Shows on one hand and the other hand what bricks you need.
There's
one extreme to the other, really. Yeah, really simple to quite challenging.
I think they've really simplified the instructions and the basic kits over the last 10, 15 years. If you go back 20 years, the instructions will have multiple pieces added with no part box to tell you what parts you need to add on this picture.
Yeah.
So it's basically like a spot the difference.
Yes.
With really bad printing colours and similar, you know, and then they didn't have a consistency. So it wasn't always so if you go back through and try and build one of those older ones, you realise that
my issue was. Because it was like old Lego that I found. Let's go. But I'd be interested to know if with you guys or, you know, some of your members, like, has anyone been a Lego lover since they were a kid and just carried on? Have you got anyone that?
Yeah, we've got a few like that, yeah. Mm.
There's, I mean, a lot of us I had Lego as a kid, loved it. We go through, a lot of us go through what we call the dark ages, where it's just you're a teenager, there's other things on your mind, or you're going flatting, there's no money, time, space, you know.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, with the X-Wing, came back to it as an adult. But we've actually got a few teenage and child members in the club or great. That have moved through from, you know, those younger years through to adult members now and have just never lost that love. And, yeah, some of those builders are just amazing. They have some real talent. It's really cool to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to get the young ones in because, you know, it's a different perspective and it keeps you down to earth. I was doing some community theatre and I was on the backstage crew and we had some, you know, high schoolers in the cast. And then I was telling someone my age and then this high schooler's like, oh, yeah, I knew you were 30 because you're the only one here wearing skinny jeans. And I'm like... Thanks for keeping me real, bro. Nah, it was a compliment. I'm like, great. You know, it could have been worse. She could have said, oh, yeah, because you look old.
Because I could see your grays.
Yeah. Legit. But I feel like I should ask you guys more about the Hamilton Lego Users Group, which you guys are members of. Mm. Potentially, are you the big dog, Jason?
Yeah, I'm the president this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple of years now.
Yeah.
So
that keeps us busy.
Yeah. I serve on the committee as well.
Okay.
So that's, we both play pretty key roles in organising, running the show.
Mm.
But we, yeah, there's a full committee of seven of us and there's a lot of help from other members that aren't on the committee to get the show off the ground. It's a real team effort.
Yeah, it takes a lot.
Yeah.
Would the Hamilton Brick Show be a good place if people want to get involved or join Hamlug? Is, I guess you guys are all going to be there so people can have a chat.
Definitely, yeah. Come have a chat. Yeah. We've got a couple of banners, pull-up banners with QR codes. You get to scan the QR code. Shows how to join up.
Great.
And yeah.
You look for the blue shirts. They're the committee members.
Were you just checking your shirt?
Yeah, I was trying to work out whether I had a blue shirt on to point to Jason and tell him, you know, blue shirt. So we're identifiable at the show with our blue shirts. So okay. We're sort of like the admin.
That's for
people.
The committee, yeah.
Yeah. So if you have any questions of that nature, then the blue shirts should be able to answer that for you. But yeah, that like Jason said, there's QR codes will be around.
Mm.
Or just visit our website, hamlug.co.nz. And there's a how to join section there. It's awesome. Really easy. There's no requirements. We do have a small membership fee just to cover incidentals. But, come along and meet the crew and play Lego.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like would I assume has the Hamlug kind of crew been growing similarly to how the show's been growing?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. We've just sort of been going from strength to strength.
Mm.
Lots of new members and lots of members that have hung around for a long time and help out, which is really, really cool.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, once you're in for life, guys. Nah.
Hamlug for life.
But, I mean, it's probably quite good that you guys have a network because I'm going to assume that you guys, do you guys, like, swap or, like, trade Lego? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Swap, sell.
We had a buy-sell swap meet
all sorts.
Last month.
Okay.
So we're planning to do those a bit more regularly because the public are really keen on those as well.
Yeah.
But the members love it, man. Like, we've always got sets that we want to move on that we can either no longer fit on our display shelves or we've changed themes perhaps and so it's a good chance to get rid of those and then find some of the rarer deals and... It's good fun. So if you follow our Facebook page, if you look up the Hamilton Lego User Group on Facebook, you can keep track of all of our shows and, check out when the next buy-sell swap is.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good shout because I feel like if you're into Lego, you'll know what you want.
Yes.
And so, it's a good environment to finding something very specific.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I don't know how your pricing works, but I guess if it's used Lego, then it's hopefully cheaper than buying it brand spanking new. But then I guess if it's vintage Lego, then that's a whole nother thing.
You're sort of right. Some of it some of it goes down in value because it's secondhand.
Yeah.
Others skyrocket.
Yeah.
I was actually having a chat to a colleague about it today. There's certain themes like Lord of the Rings, what was the other one that I was, I think the Indiana Jones ones.
Yeah.
Some of the, a lot of the classic Star Wars, like you're saying, there's that cult following and it's such a popular license.
I still love those PlayStation games, FYI.
Yeah.
Lego
the
Batman.
The Lego PlayStation,
Lego Lord of the Rings, Lego Indiana Jones, Lego Harry Potter, and then there was Pirates of the Caribbean as well.
Yep. So good.
Yeah, I did my time. See, everyone.
That's how we know you're 30.
Yeah, let's just tell everyone. No, everyone knows. I feel like I always find a way to weave my age into the podcast somehow. But I, you know, need to change topic and I need to fit in another segment, which you guys may remember from last year. It's time for Rick's pick. So the way this works is I have an uncle, Rick. He's a great listener of radio, a great listener of music, has listened to every episode of That's the Ticket.
Awesome.
He is awesome. Thank you for noticing. And when I started the show 269 episodes ago, he was like, hey, Hannah, here's a list of songs that I like. And every week you can pick a song from the list and we'll play Rick's pick. And every week we have, and similarly to my first song, no one asked for me to pick one that's on theme, but I decided, I'm like, you know what? Let's try and pick a song that's on theme with who I'm talking to or what we're talking about. And so for today's Rick's pick, I've picked a song by Hot Chocolate called I'll Put You Together Again. Because, you know, we're on theme.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. I try unnecessarily hard. But Uncle Rick, I really hope you enjoy this one, mate, and we'll be right on back.
Thank you. and I'll put you together again.
That was this week's Rick's Pick Hot Chocolate. I'll put you together again. A fitting Rick's Pick for this week because I've been having a good old yarn to friends of the show from the Hamilton Lego Users Group. Mel and Jason are here ahead of the Hamilton Brick Show, which is coming up at Claudelands Event Centre, 8th and 9th of August. Tickets are available now at Ticketek. Door sales will be there on the day, but if you want to avoid the queues, like, book in advance, fam. It's a
good
time. Get
your tickets now.
Yeah, and you guys are running from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily, and then we've got the sensory hour, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Sunday. So for our neurodivergent community, that's a good one. Or if you've got any kind of, you want a more accessible environment, that's the one to go to. And there's more info on that at Ticketek. But while we're off air, and I'm going to do the thing where I bring what we were talking about off air on air, because everything is live on radio. But you were talking about how you've got exhibitors coming from across the country for this.
Mm.
Yeah, we've got people coming up from Wellington, people from Auckland, Tauranga, Waihi, all around the place.
Yeah.
So they're going to come and share their Lego as well?
Yeah, and like this sparked a question. It's like setting up for the show. Like, there's a lot of people bringing in Lego. Mm. Like, Jason, you're part of a build that's 26 tables, so I'm told.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily a just you bring it in, put it on the table, job done. Like,
No.
It's going to be a construction site.
Oh, some of them are huge. We had a lady from Tauranga last year, I think, maybe the year before, and she had something and she set it up all day, took a whole back of a massive van. She had to set up the tables for it, special tables, then whole day for the display, and then half an the next day to get it ready for the show.
That's wild.
All pre-assembled and then all put it back together again, ready for the show.
Oh, gosh.
So huge.
Have you had any disasters?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really? I got to ask.
Yeah. I've seen a couple in my time. I know someone had a beautiful tree, and trees are notoriously bad for
like
travelling.
Like branches
Yeah, they're just fragile. They don't Lego. Really
yeah.
Well. You know, like they're not made to,
to Lego.
Support that sort of structure. And, yeah, someone had one of those fall apart on a transit to Auckland show a number of years ago, I think.
Did the person also fall apart?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I think she managed to rebuild it during the show and then won an award at that show.
I mean,
for
fair.
Her display.
It
was an awesome tree. Yeah, that's the beauty, I guess. You can rebuild it. It's Lego.
And does anyone, like, and I don't know if this is an actual thing or if it's an urban legend, but you guys seem like the people to ask the question. But you know, people display Lego at their home. I assume you guys display Lego at your places of residence. You already talked about your shelf, Mel, or your display cabinet, so I know it's a thing. But, like, do people glue the Lego together? Is this a thing or is this a mess?
Sacrilege.
Some people do, but no, it's frowned upon.
Okay,
very frowned upon.
It's not really common in what we do.
Okay.
I think it's more something that, I don't know if you know about the Brickman experience. He often goes to the big venues at like Wellington and Auckland, and his sculptures are sort of the size of this room, or life size, let's say, for the listeners. They have a steel reinforcement inside and they're glued because they, like a tree, the branches can't hold if it's life size. Even if it's a small tree, the weight of it cannot hold itself. So his models are often glued and, you know, reinforced. What our guys do, you know, it's something from their homes, and the beauty is that you can pull it apart and build something else. A lot of the custom models are just that. They're built up from people's collections, and they're designed to be displayed at a few shows, and then they get pulled apart and built into something new. I don't think there's any of us, especially in Hamlug, that would dabble with the craggle.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess, I don't know if you guys will be able to answer this one, but I'm on a roll of briefed questions now. But, like, how many hours do you reckon you spend building Lego? Like weekly, daily? Like, are you building daily?
No.
I wish, yeah.
Yeah. So someone asked me that today about yeah. how much time I've put into the builds for the show. And, yeah. I, you know, thousands of hours, like, or yeah. at least hundreds. I don't build daily or even weekly, though, sometimes. Mm. If I get into the flow for a build or a project, it can be every day, a couple of hours every day, as much time as I can put into it. If I'm not feeling it, then, yeah, that's I can go a week or a month.
Yeah, yeah. No, fair, yeah. Oh, wow. Fair. Yeah. Jason, are you're not daily?
I'm not daily, no, but, like, I work a four-day week, so, like, oh, okay. 3 days I'm in there on the weekend.
Yeah, and
just
you're going
Lego
hard.
Really early in the morning, you know, about 3 o'clock till 7 o'clock when the kids wake up. Or
I was
going
to say,
just,
Jason has kids as well, though.
Yeah, so I have kids, so yeah, I'm like watching YouTube, building Lego.
Good downtime.
Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
It's just great.
Do
it's
your
my chill time.
Do your kids Lego?
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
They do big time. Yeah.
I mean, I guess they probably didn't
I haven't
have a
pushed
choice.
It, but I have supported it. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I bought them a lot of Lego.
Yeah. And yeah. I feel like I asked you guys about this last year, but, like, you know, you've already talked about how Lego in every room. Like, do you have any storage tips?
Yeah, I mean,
buy a big house.
Yeah. Buy a big house.
With a big shed.
Yeah.
There's, I guess if you want to store it, it's different to displaying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's, I mean, the storage is, systemas are our best friend.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they,
yeah.
they help us with the transport as well.
Mm.
So getting the stuff to and from shows, that's what a lot of people will roll with, the big
yeah.
systema containers or yeah, small.
And pro tip, get the recycled ones. Doesn't let the sunlight through, so it doesn't discolour your Lego.
Ooh, mm. okay. Actually, I was wondering as you were talking, I'm like, you know, does the weather impact it? Like, obviously, yeah. sunlight, does the cold impact the Lego? Surely not.
No, nah, I don't believe so.
Just your fingers putting it together.
Yeah. Are you literally out in your garden shed, like, building it?
Oh, no. Nah. Big carriage, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And do you guys have any favourite, like, Lego pieces that you own? It's okay if you can't choose. This is super on the spot.
As in sets?
Pieces? Or yeah, pieces. Sets.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. I'm not super up with the terminology. I learn something every time I talk to you guys, though, so I appreciate it.
I've got so many. I think pirate ships are really my jam at the moment.
Wow,
so
okay.
So I've gone back and got all the ones that I didn't get as a kid.
Awesome.
So early 90s.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's a couple of those that would be top of my list.
My brothers had the Lego pirate ship in the 90s.
Yeah,
well,
so
yeah,
good.
90s, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's old trains for me, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be trains.
Yeah.
But also, like, the re-released Lion Knight's Castle. That's one of my favourites.
Yeah, okay.
Nice that and big and cool.
Set.
Lots of figures. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a favourite that I've seen at Hamilton Brick Show, Jurassic Park. Someone
yes,
did a
yep.
real
yep.
big Jurassic Park. And yep. I love Jurassic Park, like, yep. the movies. And, yeah, I saw it and I was like, oh, I'm fizzing about this way too
so
hard.
Good. Something for everyone.
Well, and I think, I'm not sure if it was that one or if it's other Lego displays, but it's like Easter eggs, like people hide stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it was either I saw dinosaurs where I wasn't expecting to see dinosaurs or I saw something in the Jurassic Park one that wasn't, air quotes, meant to be there.
Yeah.
But I imagine you guys and your people displaying stuff, there's a lot of that going
oh,
around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have so much fun with it. It's,
yeah.
Smeagol or Gollum seems to make an appearance in pretty much every build I make.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, he's just hanging out with his fish and his ring and, you know, like wherever, whether it's the Western or
yeah.
Bunta Eve or, you know, anything like that.
Yeah.
I think he's already in my pirate mock that's under construction. So.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, and just anything I can think of, really. I'd
yeah.
find a cool piece and I'm like, how can I incorporate that into this world? It's that's the beauty of Lego. You can make it work.
Well, I have a friend who, she lives on Harrowfield Drive here in Hamilton, mm-hmm. and she does a Christmas display, you know, with lights, and then she has her property, like her front window, she sets up a display in her front window, and so you can come up the drive, look at the lights, and then look at the display.
Cool.
And she's
yep.
got like
that's
a
awesome.
Christmas village, and then she always hides Lego like people in there, so there's always
nice.
Like Thor, I think she had
yes.
R2-D2, like she
yeah.
and every time like we'll come and she's like, oh, and I think she had some Wicked Lego in there last Christmas. And she's like, did you find Alphabet? And I'm like, oh, like, this is cool. But then I feel like I spend a lot of time being like, where is it? There's got to be something. And so I guess if you want to level up your Hamilton Brick Show experience, I mean, you guys already have a scavenger hunt where people have to find stuff. But if you want to super level it up, see how many Easter eggs you can find.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. They'll be everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I could pick a favorite.
You could spend hours looking.
Yeah.
Hours.
I think that's the thing that we like doing, though, isn't it? Adding those details so that the kids can just sit there and look at one scene for ages.
Because obviously you guys are on the committee and, you know, chairing the board and stuff. But, like, do you find it hard because you're, like, working the event but you also want to participate in the event? Like, how does that balance work?
This time I've brought like more low key display. So once I'm set up, I can pretty much leave it, run around, and make sure everything's working.
Great.
Make sure everyone's happy there. But normally try and do something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I struggle to find the time to build because I've got such a passion for making the show happen.
Yeah.
If I have the energy and the enthusiasm, I want to put it into something to make the show better. Whether that's like advertising or something behind the scenes, something admin-y. And so, yeah, that's when I don't end up spending as much time in my Lego room pre to the show unless I've got a major project on the go.
Yeah, yeah, unless it's a really, really big pirate ship.
So, I mean, my display's only really small this year. The two ball mazes are, like, handheld size.
Yeah.
Trying to just wonder, people might not know what a 32x32 base plate is.
Yeah, there's a lot of mime happening as well.
That's what I was looking for, thank you. So just two small builds. I've only got half a table's display space. So it's not big. It's not 29 tables of trains, but I think it's going to still add something really cool to the show.
Oh, 100%. And I mean, I just want to take the moment to like thank you guys and everyone, like shout out everyone who's put effort into this event because it is the biggest build. You'll ever see. So like shout out to everyone. And time's kind of getting away on us now. So I'm going to take the mic back and just do my last segment, which is upcoming events. So if there's anything else you guys want to plug, feel free to interject. Otherwise, just have a chill while I rattle off some of the cool stuff coming up.
All right, so we've got the big show, obviously, we're talking about. But after this, our next show is going to be Nerdfest. We're going to be there at the uni for a little bit.
Okay, man.
So if you missed the big show, come see us there.
Okay. That seems like a good fit, Lego Nerdfest.
Definitely.
You guys said it first. for sure. But coming up around the place, in case you haven't heard, the Hamilton Brick Show is back at Claudelands Event Centre on the 8th and 9th of August. More info on tickets are available now at Ticketek. Friends of the show, Hamilton Musical Theatre's Evita is running right now at Rivoli Theatre from the 1st to the 15th of August. 7:30pm shows plus some 1:30pm matinees on the 9th and the 15th. More info and bookings at iTicket, but you want to be quick for that one because it's selling real fast. Over at the Meteor, comedian Kirstie Webbick is in on the 13th of August with a 7pm show. More info on tickets are available at themeteor.co.nz. And then the Silk and Soul concert is running in Clarence Street Theatre on the 7th of August at 7pm. More info on tickets at Ticketek. Whew. I would like to end that one by saying that I am not the definitive guide to all the cool kind of creative happenings here in Kirikiriroa, because if I tried to do that, I wouldn't need my guests. And it's kind of fun to have people to talk to, right? But I'm not sure if I asked you guys this question last time, but I probably did, but you're going to have to answer it again because, you know, I probably won't remember what you answered. But, you know, you guys have been here for the last, you know, 3/4 of an hour here on TTT, giving me the tea, the inside scoop on the Hamilton Brick Show. And so my last question for you is, like, how do you take your tea?
I wondered if it was that.
Yeah. I can't remember what you said last time.
I know Jason's answer.
Oh, you don't drink tea?
I don't drink tea. Yeah. I don't really drink hot drinks at all, so yeah.
What happens?
Do you have iced tea?
I don't even have iced tea.
What do you drink? Just water?
Water or like, you know, I have Coke or energy drink every now and again, but yeah, mostly just water. Yeah.
Okay. Just like in winter, you're not having like a nice hot drink?
Probably a couple of years, that's about it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And that's only hot chocolates.
Yeah, okay. You're allowed.
I was probably this judgmental last time as well.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, Mel, do you drink tea?
Yeah, I do. I'd go for a white tea.
Yeah.
Just plain old.
How milky?
Not super milky. You're definitely going to be able to taste the tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it's there for. Let it stew for a little bit first.
Yeah, bag in, bag out.
I'm not actually too fussed on that. I can roll with it in. But,
yeah. All right. Work on that. No, I think you need to have more of a definitive answer. This is a very divisive question.
I'm not a connoisseur.
I mean, do you reckon you guys are going to be on the energy drinks during Brick Show?
Coffee. It'll be coffee, man.
Yeah,
big days.
Yeah, yep. Energy drinks for you and coffee for me.
Yep. How do you take your coffee?
White and very strong.
Yeah.
Like a little tiny bit of milk.
How many do you do?
Brick Show, I would probably I roll with a double-double in the mornings at the moment. That's a standard.
Okay.
I'd probably have a third double on a Brick Show day. So, but generally shakes start.
Yeah.
If I do more than a third double, or maybe even on the third double.
Yeah, so. Maybe switch to the tea in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. Yeah.
Okay.
Get some of the green tea or something, try and purify out that.
Yeah, just like it'll undo it.
I can fix this. I can still fix it.
Oh, but thanks, team.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, man, it's so great. I love having return guests.
Awesome.
And I wish you all the best for the Brick Show. And to my listeners out there, you can bet that I'll be back with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket soon. But until then, I'm going to play us out. And I'm sure last time I played Everything is Awesome from the Lego Movie. So I've tried to shake it up and I've gone for a song from the Lego Movie 2 or the second one. Super Cool.
I don't even know that one.
Oh, you guys are about to learn something. You're welcome.
Education.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just thought, you know, the Hamilton Brick Show is super cool. The song's called Super Cool. There we go.
Awesome.
But yeah, enjoy this one, team.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.